You said the 2 weeks before the Watergate break-in, you were told by a guy who works the phones at a nearby hotel that there was going to be a break-in, that he had heard people say we're going to bring down Richard Nixon, basically, to paraphrase. What did you do with that information?
I gave it to my roommate who had profiled me about a year and a half. We became roommates for like, from 1970 up until the time of a couple weeks before Watergate. Named Detective Carl Schauffler. Detective Schauffler was the arresting officer at the Watergate. And I gave it to him actually on, James Reed rather gave me the information on June the 1st, and then on June the 3rd, I gave it to Detective Schauffler. I had attempted to give it to several other intelligence agents at the time because Carl wasn't available immediately, and they were too busy to talk to me. The moment I gave it to Carl, he called in a former CIA agent by the name of William O'Sullivan and a military agent that he did not identify. They briefed me over and over on the whole subject. To make a long story short, James Reed disappeared from the face of the earth the next day after they told me that she would not be harmed or whatever, and I betrayed the confidence between what James told me.
Because James told you to tell no one.
To tell no one, and I betrayed that confidence, and James...
Did you attempt to get money for it?
Pardon?
Did you attempt to get money for the information that you had?
Ian, I worked as an informant for $50 a week and an expense account that never exceeded over $100 a week. And Carl Schauffler, profiled me, he told me that this was something that I could do for my country, and I came from West Virginia in the mountains where we said the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and I was not involved in politics whatsoever. And that's where I was when I came to Washington, D.C. And I believed in this country. I believed in the flag. I believed in our politician. I believed in the President of the Constitution of the United States. And I was basically doing this for little or nothing.
I'm not questioning your patriotism. I just didn't know whether when you said you'd called around to some other agencies or other people before you gave it to that police detective. I didn't know whether that was like a highest bidder thing.
Not at all. Carl had me assigned to many agents. May I just take a moment just to tell your audience, you know, as to who I really am?
Okay.
First of all, I want to say that my book is not a story. It's a historical revision review account of the life and story of Robert Merritt as a confidential informant that was involved in Watergate. I was involved in covert subversive activities, COINTELPRO, profiling the United States government. The Wall Street Journal named me as being the nation's number one top confidential informant. I believe that if it were not for me, there would have been no Watergate. What if I had not told Carl Schauffler? And to go back to your question, when I gave this information to Carl Schauffler, they swore me to secrecy, to confidentiality, and Carl he had 4 years of Army military intelligence training. After that, he stayed a couple of years at the Ben Hill Farms in Virginia, which was a professional and high-tech training post for people on eavesdropping, audiovisual surveillance type of thing for CIA intelligence agents. He was quite skilled at what he did. He was very, very good.
I have no doubt about that. I don't know. I'm not sure why that's germane to this, but I hope you'll stay with me as I try to figure out exactly before we get to some callers for you,
sure.
Just to make the point then that you gave this information to a police detective. You said that if you hadn't said anything, there may never have been a Watergate. But the story is that the Watergate break-in was discovered by the security guard who saw the tape on the locks on the door. In fact, it even removed the tape once, and then somebody had put the tape back. Is that, why aren't we crediting that security guard who called the police to say there's something going on here with being the person who's responsible for the Watergate break-in discovery?
Frank Wills received his notoriety, but it's not noted properly in history that Frank Wills and Carl Schauffler knew each other and that the whole thing was conspired. And you talked about the wiretapping. Carl Schaffler's birthday was on June the 17th of 1972. The break-in was on June the 17th, 1972. It was originally planned for Sunday, June the 18th. Carl used a spoofing triangulation method over wiretap phones that he was very well adverse in, and he spoofed a message across the lines that the burglars were listening into and changed it. He said there was an important document that had to be picked up Saturday at noon. We have to can't leave it over the weekend. Now, he tricked them and moved the date back one day because he said it was his birthday. He wanted to give himself a birthday present. Carl was not an ordinary police officer. He was a military intelligence agent assigned to the Metropolitan Police Department.
It's new for a lot of people to think that somehow that the police worked it out with the private security guy, with the security guard for the Watergate building, that the police worked it out with him to call them, as opposed to, why didn't the police just say, we had an informant tell us that there was going to be a break-in that night? Why wouldn't they just say that?
Well, Carl Schaffler and the two officers who was with him were the arresting officers. And like I said, June the 17th was Carl Schaffler's birthday. He was supposed to be leaving work at 6 o'clock that Friday evening on June the 16th to go home to Pennsylvania to his family. At 6 p.m., he voluntarily stayed on to work with the other guys at work because he knew that the burglary was going to happen that night at 2:30 in the morning.
I understand that, but I was just saying, why didn't he come out and say, we got an inside tip, we were watching the building, and lo and behold, there was a break-in? Why not say that as opposed to working it out with the security guard to call in and say, there's been a break-in?
Carl Schaffler was working with the military, who, even as of today, overpowers the president of the United States. In my opinion, we don't have a president. Our military, our CIA, and the 100 families run this country. They tell the presidents what to do. Carl Schaffler was working in conspiracy and collusion with the military, and this was a military operation. And the Crimson Rose that I mentioned earlier was an acronym that stood for Confidential Report on Intelligence of Military Secret Operations on Nixon, and the word Rose was Report of Operations of Secret Surveillance and Eavesdropping. This was the code word that James Reed heard at work that night.
Okay.
And Carl Schaffler was very much part of this whole conspiracy.